This is a recording of the latest contentlymanaged.com blog post, which can be found at contentlymanaged.com/blog. Apple iTunes App Store hacked. Latest PR disaster for Apple after the iPhone. The row over the Apple iPhone 4 reception signal goes on. Many aren't convinced about Apple's recent response. There have also been grumblings over the iPhone 4 availability. Some have moaned about pricing. And then there's the ongoing unhappiness over how apps are picked and dropped from the store. And now, to make matters worse for Apple, reports are coming in that their iTunes store accounts have been hacked and that people are allegedly having bought stuff that they never ordered, specifically copyright-breaking scans of a manga. Now, can Apple's PR stick to their usual head-in-the-sand tactic for this one? If you go to online reports and look at the US iTunes store, at the moment 40 out of the top 50 apps appear to be by the same developer, a Vietnamese chap by the name of Thuat Nguyen. Now, I've apologised to any foreign readers for the poor pronunciation, or foreign listeners even. Now, these apps are of someone else's manga comics, and they've been scanned in, and they're being passed off as Thuat Nguyen's, and he's claiming to have the copyright. Now, the issue of copyright there and the fraudulent passing on of it is something for another day, and it's quite a serious issue in these copyright times. But the issue at hand is that numerous people are complaining that their accounts have been hacked and used to buy these apps, apps that they have not bought and have no interest in. Now, it is very possible that they're all lying. They may have bought the stuff, seen that it's junk and are crying foul, or the accounts have been hacked. And given the number of complaints coming in from different areas, it's looking as if the second option is the more likely there, sadly. Now, this becomes an even bigger issue when you consider that Steve Jobs was recently boasting about how the iTunes store, with more than 155 million accounts, is the world's biggest shopping store online. That's a lot of potentially hackable accounts and credit card details. Now, as always, no one from Apple seems to be out on the internet saying that they'll look into the issue. This has shades of Amazon all over it. You may remember that Amazon last year and a lot of their books vanished overnight on a Friday, and Amazon didn't get back and respond to the issue until the Monday and Tuesday. In that time, lots of people had made up their own theories, pulled books from the shops, not bought from Amazon, and to this day, there's still a sense of, you know, did Amazon tell the truth over the whole issue? Now, the point to that is PR disasters don't happen Monday to Friday, 9 to 5pm. Just like Amazon, this is a weekend PR incident, but we're long, long past the days of people only monitoring and responding during normal office hours. But there's a second problem here. The issue is being complained about via social media, and Apple has a terrible social media presence. At heart, for all, Apple has done a lot to further social media, the use of Audioboo, podcasts, you know, a lot of what we take for granted in the digital sphere or the digital realm was made popular by Apple, perhaps not created by them, but made popular by them. Now, Apple is probably the least social media friendly company out there. You know, anything it has on Facebook or Twitter is to sell the iTunes stores. You know, there's no Apple in-house blogs, no developer blogs, no Twitter streams, no official podcasts. You know, Google, Microsoft, other companies do all these things, Apple doesn't. Now, you may just say that's very ironic, but in a serious issue like potential accounts being hacked and people losing money, there's a serious, serious PR problem here too. What's to stop someone going online right now and setting up a bunch of official-looking streams and putting content out there? They could be doing spoofs like the recent BP Twitter stream, or they could post something more straight that may even get used by journalists to time push to see how official the material is. Now, Apple could, of course, do things to head this off. What they should do is there should be statements going out to every site and every tweet which mentions this story, even if it is just a holding statement saying, thanks for raising this, we're looking into it. Once the issue is sorted, Apple needs to say what happened and repeat, you know, or emphasise that it was a rare event, play up to the strengths of the Apple Store, and also reassure that it won't happen again. Obviously, they can't give away too much detail, but they should be able to give some detail to let people know how it happened and why it won't happen again. Also, longer term, look at the copyright issues around this, that someone's been able to pass off other material as their own. And also, PR monitoring changes.